That was Fiso Ngwane with Kulungile, meaning it is okay, which brings us to exactly 11 minutes after 5, and it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. And I'm joined in studio by Kelly Okef, and we are unpacking and trying to understand addiction. And we clearly have established that addiction has a spiritual side to it and also has spiritual roots to it. Now, to the listener that is listening right now who's got a son or a daughter who's struggling with addiction, they probably don't have addiction, but they have somebody who's struggling with addiction. And I've seen people who've brought their sons, their daughters, and they want the healing for them, but the individual is not ready. What would you say to them?
Father, the person must be ready. You must give, like, you can't come there and try and convince them. They must only say, listen, I'm prepared to change. I want this art.
No matter how much mommy wants it for him or for her?
No, it has to come from that person. If the person, we've seen it many a time, they'll bring the people to the house, the mother will bring the son, and he'll sit there and, why are you here? I'm not here because of my mother. Then it's very difficult. They must come there on their own accord.
So you have to want it for yourself?
For yourself. That young gentleman that phoned in, Michael Francis, he came there on his own. He came there on his own. No one brought him. Mm-hmm. And that's the first step. You come there on your own.
You have to want it for yourself. Yeah. You have to want it. Nobody can walk that path for you.
You have to want it for yourself.
So what would you say to the parents that have either brothers or sisters or even children with that? What should we do? Should we just look at them?
No. So what happens many a time, the parent, if they phone in, like, we get a request, my son's suffering from addiction, what can I do? We'll tell the mother to come in or the father to come in for prayer. Mm-hmm. And then through that, the kid starts to heal through the, because sometimes, most of the time, it's through our parents. Mm-hmm. Now, our parents are there to spiritually nourish us. Mm-hmm. If there's continuous fighting, if there's continuous hardship in the family, anger, drinking, addiction, it's going to come through. So if the son's not ready or the daughter's not ready, we tell the mother or the father to come in. If it's a couple, we tell them to bring, and then we start to minister them.
All right, we've got a call on the line. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Hello, you live on Radio Veritas.
Hello, Father Brian.
Yes, how are you, ma'am? Yes, we good. Go for it, ma'am.
Kelly's tires are tough. Father, when you cannot stop addiction, it's either resentment, unforgiveness, you know, and all these things that you are holding on to. And another thing is that I learned in AA is that you got to get the desire out of your head. And that's how it works.
Are you a recovering addict or a recovered addict yourself?
I am a recovering alcoholic, Father.
Okay. And what made you recover from your addiction?
I went to a Renew meeting in Durban. Mm-hmm. And Bishop Hurley was there.
Yes.
And that day, during the mass, we were drinking. I was stoned. And then I went
You were drinking at a Renew meeting, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
During mass.
Oh, yeah. No. All right.
Yeah. Then after mass, I went to the Bishop Hurley, and I said to him, please bless me, I'm a sinner. And he hugged me, and he said, God loves you.
And that was the end of your addiction. Was that your end of addiction or the beginning of your healing?
It was the beginning of my healing.
What did you do subsequent to that?
After that, I used to pray. I prayed every morning at lunchtime at work, and I prayed in the evening. I had some people to help me pray.
And you've been clean ever since?
And then I went, after 6 weeks, I went to AA. And that's where I learned now, because I couldn't say no thank you to alcohol. So I went and I learned how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. And in AA, obviously, they taught you the value of a spiritual power, right?
Yes, the higher power.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us. Yeah.
And then I was fortunate, there was a priest that was Father Struver, he's late now. Mm. He used to go to Al-Anon, and he understood more or less about the AA program, and that's what helped me too. I used to go to him to confession then, you know, and he helped me.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us, and we wish you your best in your recovery and stay sober. How long have you been sober now?
28 years, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Jesus of Nazareth, hey? Not of Benoni. All right. Thank you very much. And thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Kelly, for your story. God bless you. And may you grow from strength to strength, my brother in Christ.
God bless you, ma'am.
Right. Bye.
Call our studio now on 011-452-7115.
Kelly, how do you feel when you hear these stories of success and these stories of, these are really what some people would call miraculous stories. Now, what's your reaction?
But that's what it is, though, Father, it's miraculous, because when you see it happening, like it's Michael's one of them, Paolo's another, it's happening often. But that's just, one side is addiction. You see marriages being reconciled. You see, it's amazing. And that's what just instills your faith. You see it happening in front of your eyes. And listen, it's not us. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not us. We're just making ourselves instruments so Christ can work through us.
All right.
That's it.
Let's take this caller. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Just a question for Kelly.
Yes, go ahead.
From a point of, I listened to your story and all the obstacles you've had to go through in life, and you said that you're now at a point where you feel totally at peace and basically in control of your situation. But for you, for people out here listening who's going through the same type of obstacle course at this moment, what do you suggest they do? Where do they get their belief system to a point of being strong like you? Mm. Was it just like a magic bullet that you got through? Or was it a question of reading the Bible, studying it? Or what was it? You know, like a renewing of the mind. What was it?
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. And you listen over the radio, right?
Yes, thank you.
Kelly, I'm just going to rephrase this question. He's actually saying, you know what? There are people who really want this breakthrough. And, you know, they've been praying for it. Like, I'm talking about the sister of mine who eats and eats. And people are saying, you're praying to not eat? You're praying to lose weight? You know, the kind of a thing. Are you, no matter how much you pray, no matter how much they want it, and no matter how much they go for counseling, they still find themselves, they find themselves in the mud. They're like those pigs where you wash them today, you put Prada on them and Gucci, and 3 minutes down the line, they just go into the swamp and they swim.
So Father, there's a Bible verse that says, do not conform to the nature of this world, but to the transformation of the renewing of your mind to God's will, the ever-pleasing and perfect will of God. I never picked up the Bible in my life. Okay, I remember one of Charles' instructions. He says, get to know God's will in your life. And where do we find that in the Bible? So what's his will in my life? Mm-hmm. So that's what I started. I study scripture every day. I'm in the Bible.
This gentleman who's asked, he might be walking and wearing those shoes that you had. You're saying to him now, discover God's will for you now, for yourself.
Yes, but listen, so for me, I'm talking particularly for me, I was so blocked by the evil of this world, okay, that it didn't allow me to see the light of Christ. So that's why we've realized the deliverance unblocks it, then you fill yourself with the scripture, and the scripture on its own, it's the word of God is alive and active. It is alive and active. So what did? I started attending Bible studies. We go to Life in the Spirit. We go to every one of them.
Men in Christ.
Men in Christ. No, you're Father Joseph's ministry, Alpha and Omega, Wednesday and a Friday. We're around people who are just talking God all the time, deepening your faith. So that's where the transformation comes, with confession, with taking the Eucharist, with praying, fasting. It transforms you. Like if I could take some people and we could put them in a house, but they need that will, and just do that, it would completely, they'll transform them in, like that. You said it's a process. Yes, the process would take a while, but it happens.
It sounds like so much hard work, eh?
It comes from them. As we said, Father, you need to have that will. You know what, Father, I was unhappy, eh?
Yeah.
I was unhappy with my life. Believe me, when you're using drugs, it's not how God designed us. It's not. So you actually allow a spirit into you that takes control, and it takes you away from the union with God.
Mm.
And you're not in a happy state.
Yeah.
You're always seeking something. You're always seeking something else. Now, that's as you said, where's my future? Like, I've never felt like this in my life before. I just want more. I want more. I see the transformation of people changing, families changing. There's, you know, if it,
so it's no longer you that lives, it is Christ who lives through you.
That's it, of course.
The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS us on 41809. Or we can continue the conversation on my Facebook, which is Brian Mhlanga on Facebook, and on Twitter, it's OP Brian. And let's have your comments, your responses, your reaction. Or maybe you're one of those people that has recovered from this addiction. You've recovered from this illness. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hi, good evening. Speaking to Andre.
Yes, Andre. How are you?
The father.
Yes, father and Kelly.
Yes. I just want to talk about the conversion from addiction to knowing Christ,
mm-hmm.
and how I've experienced it.
Okay. Before you tell us your story, are you recovering? Are you recovered?
Yes, I have recovered. Yes.
Okay. So you did at some point suffer from from addiction, right?
Yes.
All right. Go for it. Shoot, you've exactly 1 minute.
So basically, I used to draw, I used to party and drink and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
This was in the '90s. And my conversion came through a lot of Christian friends around me.
Yes.
People that spoke the word, people that invited me to their church.
Yes.
Even though I was invited to the churches, I still did my own thing. These people were really spiritual. They didn't drink and didn't smoke and what have you. But one of them prayed over me,
mm-hmm.
state like that, in a drunken state, when I was watching what have you.
So you were high when they prayed over you?
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God.
It's amazing, but most amazing.
I love the spirit.
That my conversion was immediate.
Was yours instant?
Instant. I felt the
so you saw but up.
Yes, I felt the spirit. I felt the joy of Christ.
No.
It was a 180 degree change with me.
Get out of here, really?
I'm absolutely serious.
Wow.
The next day, the peace I felt.
So you're like, you sobered up immediately and you were like, I've seen the Lord.
I've seen it, yeah. And I was the joy that I felt and the hunger for the word was amazing.
Wow. Thank you very much. Now, did you manage to maintain that sobriety and sanity?
Well, sadly what happened to me was, unlike Kelly, in the 90s, I didn't have spiritual friends.
Yeah.
The way he does right now, Catholic spiritual friends.
Yes.
That are helping him maintain his sobriety.
The support,
Helping him maintain his hunger for God.
Yeah.
I've come through a lot, and I'm actually friends with Kelly as well, and friends with quite a few of the MIC people.
Wow. You know what? Thank you very much for sharing your story. And really, really, it is stories like yours and Kelly's that give recovery a face, eh? It is stories like yours and Kelly that give grace a human face.
I want to add something, that God uses the people that are down in the dumps.
Of course. He uses broken people like you and I. I mean, yes. Of all places here to go and choose Mary in Nazareth, hey? I mean, yes. Were there no virgins around other places? I do not know. But anyhow, thank you very much for sharing your story with us. And we really appreciate it. And we receive it with grace, eh?
Thank you, Father.
Have a blessed afternoon, eh?
You as well. Thank you.
Okay. We move on to the next caller. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, fine, and yourself, thank you.
Yes, talk to us.
My name's Tylan, Tylan Azar.
Tylan.
I just want to say thank you for the program, very informative.
You're welcome, sir.
Is there something I could please ask Kelly?
Yes, go ahead.
Kelly, how are you?
Well, and you, Tylan?
Well, I saw you today, but I had no chance to talk to you.
No problem.
Just a question. I had a young lady approach me about a month or two ago. And she admitted openly to me that she has a drug problem with crystal meth. And the reason why she was there was there was a family issue concerning her parents and whatever. And the thing is, the issue is, it's living on my conscience now that I know about this and I don't think the rest of the family knows about it. And I wanted to bring her away at one time to Alpha Omega, but she pulled out of it. So I don't know if it's within my ethical approach to approach the family and tell them, or what do I do about it? Because, I mean, yeah, I'd like to help the school.
All right, sir. Listen over the line, and he's going to respond to you, sir.
Okay, Tara. Right,
thanks. Thank you, Father.
You're welcome, and have a very good afternoon, eh?
Thank you.
Cheers.
So, Tara, are you saying that the family don't know about her addiction?
Yeah. The family doesn't know, but he knows, and he's asking, he's having a problem with his conscience of keeping that to himself. He thinks maybe if he tells the family, maybe there might be intervention and help.
Okay, so our studio now on 011-452-7115.
What's your response to him, Chris?
So, Taran, I'd say maybe if you could get the young lady and we could have a chat with her first, and then we could advise her that you are going to go and tell the parents because they need to know. And then from that, as I said, bring her for prayer. We can have a counseling session and we can take it from there. I would say first approach her and then the folks.
Yeah, because you can't you can take that horse to the river, but if it's unwilling to really drink, you know what? We're just going to stand all day.
That's
and
it.
See if the horse. We can't force it really, and unfortunately, in as much as you might tell the parents, what are the parents going to do?
The parents, as I say, if the parents will know about it, and then if they're going to be traumatized, why did it happen? We can start to counsel the parents, and then we'll pray for the parents, and from that, it's like. From that, the healing will start to take place into the child.
Yeah. It's 27 minutes after 5, and we only have exactly, actually, 2 minutes. And maybe we can take the last caller, which is on 011-452-7115. Alternatively, we'll take your SMSs on 41809. Kelly, really, the phones were buzzing, as you saw. And thank you very, very, very much for sharing your story with us. I am so sure that your story has really touched a few people. Actually, not few people, but a lot of people. And what would you like to say as your parting shot to our listeners?
So if anyone's got a problem, Father, they can approach us. Phone in the studio, speak to Debbie Anthony, and come and see it.
All right. And we've got the last caller. You're the lucky one. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father. In connection with the story that's going on now with Kelly's conversion.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
I just want to say that, you know, Kelly's story is remarkable, and it doesn't happen sometimes as easy for a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only by God's grace.
Yes.
That's it.
Wow.
There is no other way. And the person in the sin or in the addiction at that moment, they're not gaining the grace for themselves. Somebody else who's praying for them, who's really working hard and getting the grace for them, they are the ones who are earning that grace for that person.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Unfortunately, I have to cut you. My producer is about to kill me, so we have to say goodbye. It's exactly a few seconds before the next show. Have a good afternoon from myself, Tato, Simba, Nosipo, and the rest of the afternoon team, and from Kelly and Debbie. May God's light always shine upon you. Be blessed.
Thank you, Father.